We're going to learn more about replacement heifers. We were on the trade show floor here at NCBA's CattleCon. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Dr. Philip Kesterson joins us now with Zoetis. So let's talk about what we should be doing to develop our future herds.
Replacement heifers are obviously the future of our herd, and there's many things that go into replacement heifer development. We look at the heifer's genetic potential. We've got some people across the booth here that can tell you about Inherit Select, our crossbred heifer genomic EPD predictions. We're all very good at selecting them by eye, or we think we are. It can be very interesting to pair the genetic predictions with our eyeball. Nutrition is key. We can't begin to expect our health program to work if the animals don't have adequate nutrition. And there's probably some argument or debate in the industry about the ideal percent of body weight, but somewhere probably around 60% is a good number of what that heifer should weigh at breeding, 60% of her mature cow weight. One of the most important things, in addition to having cattle on a good plane of nutrition, is to know that they have fertility, to see them exhibiting that fertility by showing estrus as they begin to mature. And then there are other tools we can use, like reproductive tract scoring, to begin to apply more selection pressure if we want to pick animals that have more likelihood of breeding.
You know, it's tough when you have to think about, do I keep this heifer or do I send her down the road? And if you're looking at genetics and health and she's not checking all the boxes, it's time to send her. Yes, no?
Absolutely. And I think as a veterinarian with a few years of practice experience, one of the worst things that I saw were marginal heifers that we could get bred as a virgin heifer. But when we fail to get that heifer rebred as a coming three-year-old, we have oftentimes maximized our expense. And we've unfortunately reached a point where we don't have the opportunity to garner the appropriate value from that heifer. So that can be one of many reasons to put adequate selection pressure on our replacement heifers as virgin replacements. And in addition to the things we've mentioned, I will add that a reasonably short breeding season for heifers can make sense. And then use your local veterinarian. My advice is to literally schedule your ultrasound preg check the day that you schedule your AI breeding. And determine your parameters, because those open heifers early in the fall can have great value.
I've been hearing a lot too, Dr. Kesterson, about the importance of treating heifers like heifers. Don't treat them like the mature cows that might be in the next pasture over. That they need to have care, health, feed, way different than what those older cows do.
Well, absolutely. And we could get off in the weeds here a long ways about teaching heifers to forage and the importance of nutrition and becoming range-wise. But let's just zoom in a little bit on a couple of those. Let's talk about nutrition a little bit. Work with your veterinarian. Work with a nutritionist. Develop relationships. Develop a network of people that you can, from a feed supplier, clear up and down the line, so you can get these heifers at optimum health. And then you mentioned vaccinations. These heifers are literally the factory. Our heifers and our cows are our factory to make calves. If we don't protect our factory, if we don't have adequate vaccination in these heifers, which let's look at what that means. We want to vaccinate these heifers twice. I would say almost without exception with a modified live vaccine, multivalent. So we end up getting some respiratory protection in the heifers, as well as, and most importantly, we get reproductive coverage, and we're specifically targeting IBR and BVD. So that's why it's important to use a product like our BovaShield Gold FP line. And the key in that sentence is the fetal protection. That's what FP stands for. It takes a more robust vaccine program to achieve fetal protection in a breeding animal than it does to achieve respiratory protection in a confined fed animal. So if we don't have a complete vaccine program, typically including a Vibrio and Lepto component, and as I said, two vaccinations with a reasonable interval between them, ballpark 3 to 8 weeks, with a second vaccination 30 to 45 days ahead of breeding is the ideal plan. And I would add that, yes, it's a little extra work, but these replacement heifer groups are typically a more manageable group. There's no calves at sight. They're oftentimes close to home, and we can easily get those animals in and handle them the appropriate number of times in most, if not all, circumstances.
What about parasite concerns and controls in them?
You know, if we could see bovine parasites like the farmers can see weeds in their fields, we would be all over this. A parasite control program is the hidden gem of preparing these animals as we look at the replacement heifer development program. Parasites are a hidden robber. They're robbing nutrients. They're burning up immune energy that cannot be used, for instance, for our health program to get the maximum response from our vaccines and our other interventions. So they are microscopic, but despite their small size, the damage is tremendous. And an appropriate heifer parasite control program is paramount to the success of a replacement heifer operation.
So when it comes to parasite control, and you look at a schedule, is it better to have a schedule, or is it better to be, I'm trying to think of the wordage I want to use, not over using pesticide controls, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there's some buzzwords in our industry that I think a lot of us really struggle to know what they mean. We hear about strategic deworming.
That's what I was trying to come up with.
And help me understand what strategic deworming means, because it's kind of a broad topic that I think is, or maybe it's a broad concept that's poorly defined. This is a great opportunity to involve your veterinarian. And at Zoetis, we have field tech service that can support your veterinarian and support you. But the answer to your question is the timing and the product selection is critical. We should be judiciously using our parasite control products to maintain their efficacy and maximize response. An important part of a parasite control program, we all think about the animal, is the cleaning up, or the vacuuming up, if you will, of the parasites on our pastures. Unfortunately, we oftentimes give these products when it's convenient for the producer, to your question, and not when it's ideal for the animal, and that should be our goal.
Where do they go for more information to find out what Zoetis is doing to help them grow the best possible replacement heifers for their operation?
Well, everybody loves the internet and the phone and the taps and the clicks, and that's great. And we do have a website called Building Healthy Herds that can help. We also have a network of support people, such as myself and my colleagues and our sales force, and we would all love to visit with you. If you don't know who your Zoetis representative is locally, reach out, find out. They're a great resource, and they're always willing and able to call a tech service veterinarian or a tech service nutritionist to help as well, and we love to support the local veterinarians.
I appreciate your time talking here during CattleCon to learn more about what we can do on these heifers.
I think it's been fun, too. We're at an exciting time. We have record high prices, and yet we're at an all-time low of the beef herd. So we're ready and primed to rebuild. And that's all the more reason to put the right animals into our herd, because we would all love to have these heifers be an old cow and still producing. And to accomplish that, a lot of times it's really critical to have good selection pressure up front and good management and good nutrition and good parasite control and especially good vaccination. That's basically the insurance policy for our factory.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Dr. Philip Kesterson, joining us with Zoetis today here on the trade show floor at CattleCon. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.